This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. This Sunday marks the 13th anniversary of Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. Democratic U.S. Senator Dick Durbin celebrated the anniversary with a speech on the Senate floor urging his Republican colleagues to protect DACA amid lawsuits challenging its legality.
If you're going to make this a better place to live, we not only want you, we desperately need you. DACA program represents hundreds of thousands of young people who prove that every single day of their lives.
Durbin was a lead author of the DREAM Act, which passed Congress in 2023 and gave undocumented immigrants who grew up in the U.S. a chance to become citizens. DACA provides protection from deportation and gives legal work authorization to those without legal status. Governor J.B. Pritzker is in D.C. He's going to make the case for Illinois' immigration laws before Congress today. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Pritzker's being called to testify before the Maine House Investigative Committee, alongside Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and New York Governor Kathy Hochul. He will have to defend Illinois' so-called sanctuary law, which limits local police cooperation with federal immigration authorities. The U.S. Department of Justice is currently suing the state over that law. U.S. Representative from Kentucky James Comer, who heads the committee, accused the three Democratic governors of obstructing federal immigration enforcement. Pritzker on many occasions has maintained that Illinois is complying with federal law. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Illinois Department of Agriculture has lifted its ban on poultry exhibitions and sales at swap meets, flea markets, and auctions. The suspension has been in place since February due to the threat of H5N1 avian flu. State veterinarian Dr. Mark Ernst says the decision comes after careful monitoring, and the department now considers it safe to resume events, though they'll reevaluate if conditions change. Avian flu is highly infectious. It's a virus that can be deadly to chickens, ducks, and other birds. Poultry owners are urged to report sudden deaths, reduced egg production, or respiratory symptoms to state or federal officials immediately. The public should also avoid handling sick or dead wild birds. More information is available on the USDA's website.